Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And for our second show tonight at Theatre Republic as part of Brisbane Festival, we saw Tyrone and Leslie in a spot.
We did. A spot of trouble, a spotlight, a...
Many definitions of the word spot.
Other than sort of spot the dog, but yes.
Look, I need to declare something. David McGarity is one of my tutors, and he co-created this work with Nathan Stipthorpe, who is also one of my tutors.
Well, what we have is a man on a double bass and a man on a ukulele performing a ridiculously funny night of...
Cabaret.
Cabaret, yeah.
There's no story, there's no...
And as they say, if you're looking for a story, there isn't one.
If you find one, please let us know.
As well as... So Nathan's role in this was a co-creative, but he also did the AV, which was pretty stunning.
It was pretty stunning AV, and really helped what could otherwise just be a bunch of funny songs to various degrees. Some were laugh out loud hilarious, some less so, but...
Yeah, and some of the... At least one of the laugh out loud hilarious made me laugh out loud to the point that I had an asthma attack and I'm still using...
Yep.
I literally couldn't breathe. I'm a little prone to...
But without that audiovisual stuff, it was the audiovisual stuff that I felt really held the show together.
Yeah, and that's not to say... Like, the musicality is absolutely hilarious.
Which is David McGarity's bread and butter.
Yeah. He is a talented musician who applies himself to the...
Who was never formally trained in music.
And that's why he plays the ukulele. I should stop. Look, I don't know why the song about farts is not on a children's album, to be honest. Because who doesn't love a fart or a bottom?
The albums are on Spotify.
Oh, they are indeed. They are, yes. So you can have a little listen, but... The audience was fully engaged from the get-go. They were tapping their feet. They were laughing.
It's a good time. It's not like a show that'll make you think.
Oh, God, no. No, and nor is it meant to. No, it is...
It's kind of in some ways the opposite of the show we just talked about.
Yeah, it is a good time show where its entire message is for you to just throw yourself into it, leave your brain at the door, but... Wrap your laughing gear around it.
Yes,
it's pretty funny.
It's very, very funny and very sincere and honest in a weird way. It has no level of irony to it.
No. It is exactly what you think you're going to get and only delivered with quality. Good taste. I mean, it could easily... those sorts of jokes, etc., can easily descend to a bit...
No, there are no...
rude. No, none of those things. Just a good, clean, good time.
Some daggy jokes that you just went...
really daggy jokes. Like, whoa, no, David McGarity, you must be a dad.
He is. Yeah. His lectures are full of them.
Yeah, it's a dad joke zone.
It's a very, very good show. Rating?
Manny... so different from the last one. Look, I had a hugely good time, so I'm going to have to give it a high distinction.
As am I. I think this is definitely a high distinction version show.
Yeah. Too much fun. And this too runs to Saturday, and on Saturday it's actually a matinee, which I think is quite fitting because it would be one that you could take the kiddies to.
Yes, indeed. That's it for us tonight.
Tomorrow we've got more bitch action.
Yes, it's bitch on... I'm a Phoenix bitch. Bitch on Heat was tonight.
Yeah, so we're bitching again. And then...
something else?
Then there'll be other stuff.
Porn Again Christians coming up.
Yeah, I think that's next week. Anyway, stuff.
Stuff.
Catch you soon.
Bye-bye.